This is GQDN for Monday, May 19th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Including the one called Questworthy. If you do that, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off your purchase. It's all excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. It's up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there might be a PlayStation 6 with an exclusive to it. Rumorville. Asus is bringing back or bringing some two features, some keyboards, only for the PC players. And could there be an Injustice 3? We shall see. Yeah, we're going to Rumorville there. But we're going to start with GamesRadar.com. People need to shorten up their titles. Anyway, they're saying that LEGO has shut down Bionicle, a Bionicle fan game, even though they were 8 years into development. But the team knows why. So this is a fan-made called Bionicle Mask of Power game, because the LEGO group that asked them to stop development. Now, there's a video up on YouTube with a project lead, Jordan Wills. They say, quote, "For the last 8 years, we've been hard at work building the Bionicle game of our dreams. Through it all, we've endeavored to communicate openly with the LEGO group, following their fair play guidelines for fan projects in good faith," end quote. Now, LEGO did post their rules about the fair play up on their site, and Konohi team did not charge fans for any part of the game. And they did make sure that they had some disclaimers so that everyone would know that Bionicle Masks of Power was a fan game and not an official LEGO product. For the quote, "Unfortunately, the LEGO group's stance on fanworks appears to have changed. Despite our efforts to work with them, we have been asked to shutter the project in its entirety, end quote. So, that's not the only fan game to have been canceled. The Last of Us Factions 2 was also canceled. And we also know that Marathon did use one of its former artists' work without her permission. So, going back to the team, they did transition away from Bionicle to a project called Rustbound. Now, will it keep that name? Maybe, maybe not. So, despite the news, Team Konoshi did have some positive words to say. For the quote, "From the bottom of our hearts, we would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to everyone who has supported us over the long journey to get to where we are today. We've grown from just a couple of Bionicle fans trying to make the type of game we wished we had as kids into a fully-fledged independent game studio. And the only reason we've been able to grow this much is through all of your support and love. Thank you." We'll see what they do from here. But it won't be ready for Gamescom. My Nintendo News did say that Nintendo will be at Gamescom 2025. In fact, on X, and Nintendo DE did say, quote, translated to English, of course, "Mark your calendar in red. Nintendo will be back at Gamescom in 2025. We look forward to welcoming you in Cologne from August 20th to 24th. So Nintendo's going to Gamescom, and this will be after Switch 2 is released. So what will happen? You know, they're not the only ones that's going to be there. So you know we're going to have our eyes on Gamescom when it comes. Yes, we will. But we're going to stick with Nintendo, because according to NintendoEverything.com, some of the Nintendo Switch 2 recordings are limited. That's what we know. And Switch 2's game, or Switch 1's game chat, will have the accessibility features. So with the current Nintendo Switch, you will only be able to record 30 seconds of gameplay at a time. For Switch 2, according to NintendoEverything.com, that limit will be the same. So what indeed could happen there? 30 seconds of recording, that is. And that was in the Nintendo Today app. So if you pay attention to that app, If you got Nintendo, you should get that app and you'll be on top of all of that news. Now, Nintendo also did provide a look at the Switch 2 Game Chat accessibility features, which they did talk about the text-to-speech, meaning the system will read out the text for you, and the live subtitles, which will be available for the game chat. And that's where the others will be talking. And it will be transcribed and displayed on screen with the chat. So here's what Oatmeal Dome did say up on Blue Sky. Quote, game chat supports text-to-speech if enabled. You can type in text and the system will read it for you. While not explicitly confirmed, USB keyboards should be supported too. Where he said that Switch 1 already supports that for the text input. Further quote, game chat supports live subtitles. The system can transcribe what everyone is saying and display in the chat box on screen. So there is indeed that. Text-to-speech on Switch. That could be helpful. But maybe these people will not be helping you. We're going to Rumorville. Yes, we are. For two stories there, at least. First one, Injustice 3. And why? Well, GameSpot did say that Injustice 3 could be available soon. Well, not so soon, but in the future. Because somebody was doing some dating miners. Data mining. Yes, they were. So, some of the Multiverses community was talking about that because the Multiverses were shutting down. And there were fans of the DC superheroes like Batman and Superman, and they were looking for some other games to play with them in it. But one of the prominent data miners called Multiverse Susie said that, well, maybe we won't have to look far. So Multiverse Susie got up on X and said, quote, Multiverses shutting down is an injustice. Then doing it all again is another injustice. Leaving me without any leaks is yet again for another injustice. So, end quote. The previous Injustice games were developed by NetherRealm Studios, which means they could be moving on to the next project, because the developer did release Mortal Kombat 1 Definitive Edition, which would include the base game, story expansion, and every DLC character last week. And the Injustice 3 rumors was coming months after the Warner Brothers shuttered three game studios. Middle Earth, Shadow of War, we know Multiverses, yeah, those games, and from those studios. So could this actually be happening? We could ask the same question about a PlayStation 6 game. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that there's a first exclusive that was all but confirmed by the developer. And the developer is Kojima. And PlayStation Lifestyle was talking about Pheasant, to where a lot of people thinks that this could be a cross title between PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 6. But PlayStation Lifestyle said that might not be the case after all. Kojima gave an interview to a French magazine, to where he confirmed that Pheasant will take at least 5 years, if not more, which means that the game won't be launching anytime before 2030 at the earliest. Quote, I've had so many offers since I left Konami with serious conditions to develop games in my independent studio. Besides Death Stranding 2, there's also Pheasant in development that will take another 5 or 6 years, end quote, which means it might not be on PlayStation 5. It might be on PlayStation 6. Further quote, I cannot tell you so much now, but we're planning to bring together cutting-edge technology and talent from around the world to create it, because the next generation action espionage game was at the 2024 PlayStation State of Play, end quote. I had to put that somewhere, but that's where it was. But this wasn't a long way away. Back to Games Radar. Oh wait, we're going to the esports corner. That's a severe left turn, because Games Radar did say the Super Smash Bros. Melee Pro lost $2,000 in the tournament final to a glitch after falling through the stage. So yes, you did hear that right. One of the Super Smash Bros. Melee's biggest tournaments, they come to an end when one of the competitors didn't manage to glitch through the stage. Now, this was the match, Cody Schwab and Maki, that faced off in the final match that was taking place on the Pokemon Stadium stage, and both players were down to one last stock. Cody needed one more kill to take the entire tournament. Maki was on the tree in the Pokemon Stadium's fire form. That's where the stage just changed layouts at regular intervals. And while he was wave dashing on the platform, waiting for his opponent to strike, Foxy Fox slid right through the tree and the stage, losing the final stock in the tournament and lost $2,202 in the prize. So the character went right through the stage and the player lost $2,202. And Maki, the only thing he could say was, quote, "There's just no way." He did laugh about it, at least. Nobody's laughing about this, though. We got a little bit of equipment for you. See, the Asus is making a keyboard, and that does have some ergonomic keyboards, according to PC Gamer, with some ROG Falukta. So what is that? Well, first off, they were at the Computex 2025, and they were talking about the keyboard itself, and it is to where that keyboard would split down the middle, which means it'll be two space bars, two cables running to the two different keyboards. And the only thing that would actually put those back together will be four screw holes. And that's where you can screw in the feet of various sizes. And of course, there's some lighting that goes to it. And of course, there's a mouse pad too. And PC Gamer did like it. So there we go. We do have one story before we go. And that is from Pure Xbox, because Siberia Remastered will be coming to Xbox later this year. They did go over the features and they did provide some pictures on how things look. And they did say that the environment was rebuilt to match the modern standards. Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.